What's up, y'all? It's 1028 Awakenings, and I'm back again with another podcast episode. So today we're going to be talking about the infamous lawsuits, okay? So a couple years back, if you've been following me for a couple years, I was telling you guys that 2020 was going to be the age of seeing, okay? Seeing things for what they truly were, and every year after that was going to be years of exposure. So we're currently at 2022 when I'm recording this podcast episode, and we're going through a lot of exposures, okay? The one that many of us know is Johnson & Johnson. They were recently exposed for knowing that their chemical or their product is carrying cancer in it and causing cancer for people to basically die. I mean, like, people really love Johnson & Johnson baby powder. I mean, I know I did, okay? You know, once I knew that, I'm like, dang, well, how am I supposed to get the baby oil, you know? So these things have been known to the manufacturer. They already knew that, and the FDA supported it. So that was really challenging to wrap my head around. But I had to understand that, you know, you can't hate the player. You gotta hate the game. You know what I'm saying? And then you gotta learn how to play the game in order for you to be a part of the game. So a lot of us had the game ran on us, but not knowing that it was happening. Well, now another lawsuit has now came up, and Skittles are still on the shelf. I don't know if you've heard this, okay, but Skittles is now being sued. There is a huge toxin that is carried in order for the Skittles to have those different colors on it. This toxin is also carried in Fruit Loops and other cereals and brands that people feed their kids. The ironic thing about this, guys, is that my mom, okay, forever has said, don't buy these things, they're not good. And I'm like, mommy, what do you mean? Like, how is Fruit Loops not good? Like, do we not have money to get this? You know, like, what? You know? And she's like, no, you need to eat this porridge, you know? And I had to eat porridge, and I would go to my friends' homes and want to eat these foods at their house because I could never have them. And these foods did change over times. There were times where the dyes were not as high, but they were upping the dosage at a rapid pace to see how much financial increase by symptoms, problems, all kinds of things. The next one I want to segue into is Tylenol. Kids, Tylenol that they tell you from the hospital that you can give your kid if they are just sad or going through whatever. And this is really, really disheartening, you know, because it's linked to having autism. Giving your kid Tylenol, it has a high level of mercury in it, which also has been linked to the shots as well. Okay, so all of this stuff is really shocking to hear. I just want to let you guys know that, and also just say that pay attention, because this is a time where companies are going to be exposed for knowing this, okay? And this is pretty much on every fucking TV show, Netflix movie you have seen. It's like, oh, the big company who's came to the town to give us all this great stuff is also poisoning the people with the water. It's like, what? I'm hell. Okay, so they always have to tell you in plain sight what they're doing to you. It's your job to take the initiative to take that energy and get outside of yourselves and start to not purchase toothpaste that has fluoride in it to protect your kids against these iPads and stuff. If you have iPads and phones and electronics, which I do myself, they should have covers on them. They should have something that is covering that camera when you're not using it. They should also have something covering up your microphones, or you should have rooms in your home that don't have any TVs plugged in or any phones or microphones. You're being recorded at all times, and I'm not sure why, and I'm not trying to tell you to be paranoid about it. I'm just telling you, I don't understand why they're doing most of this stuff. It doesn't make sense to me either. But maybe they just want to make sure that you're still eating low vibrational foods, you know. They want to just monitor how fast you're making changes. I have no clue. I don't have the answers. But all I want you guys to know is that live your life. Don't be in fear. Just make conscientious decisions that's best for your life. Brush your teeth with better things that are going to give you less visits to the dentist. But your teeth could be whiter, brighter, and even stronger with no decay. I mean, what if your toothpaste every day was making you have to go to the dentist? What if you had to find that out, you know, and you could save so much on this fake dentist plan that you're paying into every month with just brushing your teeth with real coconut? Okay, and you won't even have any decay at all. All right, you wouldn't even be eating chocolate. Chocolate and craving that candy is actually saying that there's a lack of iron or lack of something in your system. Well, anyway, we're going to get into that at another time. I just wanted to do this podcast episode and just explain to you guys how you need to really see how companies are being exposed. Pay attention to how these people knew this stuff was going on and that the FDA approved it. Okay. And this is the standard that you eat your food by. I love you guys, and I'll see y'all on the next podcast episode. Bye.